Hi everyone. I just came back from my first Zumba workout and it was pretty much a complete unmitigated disaster. I joined a gym a couple of weeks ago. I joined Curves, which is, you know, the gym for women, and I really like it. I like it for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's only half an hour, which it's not that much of a workout on one hand. On the other hand, one of the reasons that other gyms had never really worked for me was because you had to spend 2 or 3 hours there. And that overwhelms me and it makes me feel insecure. And I'm working a lot. My semester started last week. And once the local schools start up, I'll be working 5 days a week. And I don't have time for a 3-hour workout 3 days a week during the week. I don't have time. So half an hour is much more manageable and I can be in and out and I don't feel like I can't do the workout. The trainers are all really nice and extremely supportive. The other women are really, really nice, and there's women of all age groups and fitness groups. So I am by no means the oldest, and I am by no means the least out of shape. My particular Curves has a couple really nice features. They have this option whereby you can get a little key tag, and they put in, you know, all your measurements and all the stuff, and it figures out how many reps of each machine you should do. So I've been doing that for a week or two, and it helps me keep track of how many calories I'm burning. It also helps, it keeps the workout fresh. It tailors itself to my range of motion and my fitness level and, you know, my everything else that is more apt for me. So, you know, it keeps me going, and it's hard. I mean, it really is a hard workout. I'm sure a lot of other women are doing a lot better workout, and I'm sure I could be doing a better workout, but I'm really, really doing the best that I can at this point. I mean, I'm really trying so hard right now just to get myself in the habit of going to the gym. So I'm going 4 times a week, generally. I'm going Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. There's a very occasional Saturday where I can't go, or, you know, when Ed's mom was dying, we were flying back and forth between Utah and Virginia. So my gym attendance was pretty spotty there. But other than that, I'm pretty much going 4 times a week. My local Curves offers Zumba classes twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6:30. Which is not a great time for me to go. I like to be around with Ed and spend time with Ed in the evenings. But today, Ed had flown out to Los Angeles for a business meeting. He was going to be gone all day, and he's flying back this evening. So my going wouldn't affect anything. And I'm sure I could go during the week, and he wouldn't say a word about it, and he wouldn't care, probably. But I like to be home. But since he wasn't home tonight, I decided to see what it was like. It really was so hard. The way the Curves circuit is set up is that they have, I don't know, maybe a dozen machines. And you spend 30 seconds on a machine, and then you, when the voice tells you to change stations, you step off on these recovery pads, and you just, you know, keep moving. You step in place, or you jog, or you skip, or, you know, something. But they're meant to keep your heart rate consistent without making you keel over. And you go around the circuit twice. Well, the way the Zumba, at least at this particular Curves, works is that you go around the circuit once and you spend a minute and a half on each machine. So that's 3 times as long, and you change when the voice says, you know, Zumba, Zumba. And after you spend a minute and a half on a machine, instead of spending that amount of time on the recovery pad, you spend a minute and a half doing, you know, these dance moves. Well, the teacher was absolutely fine, and, you know, there wasn't anything bad with her. The problem was that every time I tried to find any kind of example about what Some examples of Zumba moves were, all they found were descriptions saying that Zumba is a hot new craze that involves Zumba dance, you know, Brazilian dance moves. I couldn't find any examples. Now, I understand that each teacher might have her own moves and that they would change from teacher to teacher, and I understand that, but without seeing some of the moves and having more than about 2 seconds to adapt, I couldn't follow along, actually, and I guess that was the biggest problem. Just as I would start learning the move, the teacher would change the move, and then just when I would get used to that move, she would change it again. So I wasn't really following along. The first maybe three times, you know, the three things in between the stations, between the machine. Let me back up. After each machine, I would say after the first three machines, I was able to follow along with her dance moves. But then after that, I just had no idea what was going on or what to do or what to expect. So I kept moving, but it was a really strenuous workout. One of the trainers had explained to me, you know, how this worked and said, you know, not overextend myself. But it was so strenuous that I wasn't even able to do a minute and a half of each machine. I was able to do a minute and a half of a lot of them, and maybe even most of them. But if I really felt like I was overextending myself, I just stopped. I couldn't actually keep up. When I went to check on the results of my workout, the very nice thing about this Curves Complete card is that you can then stick your little card into the computer, and it tells you how many calories you burned, and I burned 545 or thereabouts this workout, which is great. But there were a lot of, I guess, certain levels that I did not meet, and I was just trying so hard, and I was just not meeting that workout. It was just really discouraging, and you know, the important thing I know is that I actually go and work out on a regular basis. And I know that I don't have to go back to Zumba and probably nobody will care. But I'm feeling so discouraged right now. And I feel like I'm not even in shape enough to work out, which is, of course, the catch-22. You have to get in shape to be able to enjoy the working out. But I want to go downstairs and I want to eat an entire cake and like, chicken wings and blue cheese. I'm feeling so bad about myself right now. I feel really low. And I'll go back to the gym and I'll work out and I'll talk to one of the trainers and I'll tell them to cheer me up. It's just, I'm just feeling really low and discouraged right now.